Sportscast, August 9th, 2019. If you haven't yet, please subscribe on all our channels, YouTube, Periscope, and iTunes. And if you're on iTunes, please leave a rating and review. It will help us out tremendously. And, of course, visit us on thesportscast.net for the latest and greatest news when it comes to sports, including soccer. The transfer window has been shut. Clubs are stronger than others. Some are weaker. We will see a new champion this season, or not, in the Premier League. It begins this week. The first match is in probably in a few minutes, Liverpool versus Norwich, happening in a few minutes. We'll see what happens. And join us to talk to us a little bit about it. His two-year return hiatus, Andrew Evans, welcome back to the Sportscast.
How you doing, my friend? Good to be back.
It's good to be back. I think we miss you a lot. You're the only Brit that has ever come on to the show.
Are there reasons for that? Or
No, there's no reasons for it. It was not done intentionally.
Well, it's good to be back. How was your summer?
It was a good summer. My grandpa turned 90 years old. Wow. A couple of weeks ago. So reaching 90 is a milestone. Wow. You, not many people who can do that. How about yours?
That's amazing. Yeah, pretty good. Still going on. Not quite done. But the traveling's over. No more big trips.
Where did you go?
Got to see some beautiful places. Got to see Yosemite, San Francisco, Big Sur yesterday. Drove through Big Sur. Beautiful, beautiful. Yeah, it's been an awesome summer. Haven't missed soccer, football, to our British audience. Haven't missed football one bit.
Can you have a brief bio of yourself and how do you make money?
How do I make money? Well, I don't make enough, but no. Well, I work in the nonprofit sector in fundraising, trying to help really, really worthy causes all over the world. And I've been doing that for 11 years. Moved out here in October last year, basically coast to coast, Virginia Beach to Laguna Niguel, California.
That's right. You're in Los Angeles. Are you
No, I am not. I'm in Orange County.
Orange County, big difference. OC. So are you a LAFC fan or a Galaxy fan?
Well, kind of Galaxy more. I went to a game last year. I haven't been yet this season. But I kind of pull for Galaxy more than the newbies, new kids on the block.
If the MLS had promotion and relegation, I mean, Orange County might, could have got promoted.
Yeah. Well, they did well last year. They made the final of the next level, but they're not doing so well this year. Kind of like mid-table nothingness. But you're right. I think this area could support another team for sure.
There's always room for growth.
Maybe I'll invest in it.
Anyways, let's start with this transfer window. Of course, it ended yesterday. No big names. I mean, there are a few big names coming in. Not much left out. Man United still has Pogba. And they got rid of Lukaku. And, of course, they're just – I mean, how do you – I mean, obviously, you're more very close with Man United. But, like, the biggest signing was Harry Maguire.
Yeah.
How do you view this Man United team?
Not much stronger, but a little bit stronger. It's got to be better. I think they got rid of a little bit of dead wood they needed to move on. They probably let a couple of people go they shouldn't, like Herrera, I think is the consensus among Man U fans. They shouldn't let Herrera go, but they did. I think Maguire will be a good signing in time. I think it's just an incremental step in the right direction for United. I don't see them anywhere near yet. And they probably should have done a little bit more business in the window, certainly up front and maybe in midfield. I think they're the two areas they needed to improve more. And Pogba's the... It's going to be interesting to see what happens there. Is he going to step up? Is he going to do what we know he can? He's going to have a better defense behind him. So he's the key for them this season. I mean, if he really steps up, United could finish top four. But I'm not expecting it because I think everyone's been expecting too much of them for 4 or 5 years now.
He could technically still leave. Real Madrid can't still buy him. Yeah.
Because because their window isn't closed yet?
Yeah, correct. Their window ends towards the end of the month.
Yeah, I don't see it. I mean, I think Solskjaer's got rid of what he wanted to get rid of. I think he obviously wanted to move Lukaku on. I don't think Pogba will leave now. Probably till next summer at the earliest.
Solskjaer has also let go of what Andrew mentioned, Ander Herrera, Antonio Valencia, Matthew Olisunde, James Wilson, Regan Poole, Kieran Herrera, Dean Henderson, and Romelu Lukaku, which, We were talking about this before. You didn't think Lukaku was a big loss, wasn't it?
No, because I think he's a good striker, but I'm not sure he's a top three striker, which is where, you know, United need to go. I think he's a little bit one-dimensional, and he's done okay there. But he's just not been consistent enough to take them where they need to go. So he obviously wasn't happy, so move him on.
Something that we need to really look at. Now, Solskjaer, what position do you think he needs to finish to keep his job after this season?
I don't know. I mean, if he came outside top four but won a cup or two, if they won the Europa League, they would probably think that was a good season. If they get any silverware at all, they'll probably think it's a good season. I don't know. It feels like it's a long-term thing there. I think if they're moving in the right direction and everyone feels it, I think he'll get longer. I personally was surprised he got the job, but I think they like the fact that he's trying to bring through the young talent. So I think unless they have a horrible year, or worse than expectations, which aren't that high, I think he'll be fine.
Something to definitely look at. You know, Solskjaer is obviously, before this club, he managed in a club in Norway, a Scandinavian league, which is not a high-tier league in Europe. And people might even say MLS is better. But he's definitely has managed Aston Villa a couple years ago, way back. And, you know, but he had a great, impressive
Cardiff. Cardiff. He did do well there. But, I mean, that wasn't an easy job. He went into a sinking ship. Yeah, he's got a lot to prove, no question. And, let's face it, it could all go wrong. United are a little bit in limbo, and it could continue. You know, it could go wrong. He could be gone by Christmas. Let's not.
That's true.
Paint a picture that's not there, but.
Man United is going through a bear market right now. We'll see what happens in the next couple of months and years. Let's go into Arsenal, the biggest spender of this transfer window. They got Nicolas Pepe. Gabriel Martinelli, William Saliba, Danny Ceballos.
They spent more than United?
Correct.
I didn't know that.
They spent exactly $187 million.
Oh, wow.
Man City, $181 million, and Man United spent $175
million.
Okay. So, and then Aston Villa came in after.
They were pretty high.
$151 million, and Everton with $133 million. Quite impressive. Arsenal let go of Aaron Ramsey, Peter Cech, Welbeck, Brumall, Gilmore, Lichtensteiner, a bunch of loners, Ospina, which he's played for Napoli, saw him on Wednesday. And Iwobi went to Everton. The biggest signing yesterday was probably that one, you would think. But this Arsenal team, how do you view this Arsenal team? Do you think they're on the right track towards the top four?
Probably. I mean, I think they've strengthened what they already had good, which was attacking wise. I mean, I really like their front two. I'm still not sure they've done a good job defensively. They might be even worse. So anything could really happen there. I got to think they're going to score a lot. They rate this Pepe guy pretty high, who I think plays out wide. I just don't think David Luiz is a defender for me. I think I like his forward passes. I think he'd be a good midfield player. I just don't see him as a strong defender. I was reading something like he's good in a three, maybe he is, I don't know. I think in a four he's a calamity waiting to happen. And I really like I think he's a great footballer. I just don't think he's a great defender. So if that's their pickup for defense and they've spent all that money, they're gonna ship some goals this year for sure.
They did pick up David Luiz yesterday, last minute. He decided I don't want to play for Chelsea and then signed with Arsenal within 2 days. Do you think that might help the defense a little bit or not much?
No, that's what I was just saying, David Luiz. No, I don't think he's a good defender. Yeah, a little bit of crosswise there.
He's more accent. Of a showboat.
Yeah, he's a great footballer, but he's not a good defender for me. So I don't see how Arsenal are going to have improved defensively for all the money they've spent.
Yeah. Something we've definitely got to look at. Mesut Ozil, do you think his days are numbered at Arsenal?
Yeah. Then I think, I mean, for me, Ozil's got quality, but he's just not consistent. There's talk about him coming to MLS, isn't there? next year, maybe he's going to be a replacement for Rooney. Yeah.
That's saying a lot, doesn't it?
I could see him going more Middle East than coming to the US, but we'll see. He would be a good addition. He's a good footballer.
Yeah, he needs to grow the game a little bit. But, yeah, I mean, he hasn't really performed well since the 2014 World Cup. I've been saying that for a while. He's gone. But, you know, he's won the Champions League, won the World Cup. I mean, played for Real Madrid with Ronaldo. He's proven a lot. And, you know, yes, he's still young, but he's just – I think he said that's it, you know.
It feels like his head's not in it, you know. He's not, just not consistently, you know – that kind of player. But, you know, Arsenal fans obviously love him for what they see on occasion. I find that kind of player frustrating, but he is a good player. There's no question.
Back to Manchester United. I forgot to mention this. Alexis Sanchez, where do you view him as? He wasn't sold. He wasn't, you know, requesting a transfer request. Do you think Ole sees something in him still?
Well, I mean, how can you not? He's a quality player, but he's just been terrible, really, there. Again, like Ozil, no consistency. He's had a few good games, but he's had so many where he's just anonymous. And I don't know. I mean, he had a role at Arsenal, which he was just great at, and I don't think he's been given that role at United. It could be an interesting story. Does he make a bit of a comeback this year? He's there, and he, to me, he's still a great player, but this is his time, isn't it? Him and Pogba this year, to me, were a bust. They both absolutely have to shine, and he is for the forgotten man, because I still say he's a quality player. They're talking about problems with their attacking options, but I mean, Sanchez is a great attacking option if he's fit and his head's there. He's still probably the best paid player at United, so yeah.
He had a good performance in the Copa America, so hopefully
I didn't see much of that.
Hopefully that will translate over to the Man United season. Let's go to Aston Villa, a newly promoted team. We haven't seen them in a few years, maybe since Brad Guzan was there. Tom Heaton, they signed Tom Heaton out of Burnley. Was really surprised. I thought Tom Heaton was a homer at Burnley, but apparently not. He's now with Aston Villa. What are your thoughts about this club?
I think they'll be okay. I mean, some people are saying, are they going to be the Fulham of this year? You know, they spent a lot of money. I don't think they are. I thought they finished the season so well, and I try to keep up on the championship a bit more than it's hard to here in the States, of course, but they were strong at the end of last year. Their record from the last, I don't know, from March onwards was champion form in the championship, and they picked up a lot of good loans. I think they've made some of those permanent, Tyrone Mings from Bournemouth. I think they'll be okay. I think they got a really, really good coach, really forward thinking coach. I don't think they'll be top half or anything. I don't think they'll do what Wolves did, but I don't think they'll do what Fulham did. I think some people are tipping them to go down. I'm surprised, but I think they'll finish 16th.
Yeah, they got Marvelous Nakamba, Jota, Antoine Alghazi, Wesley, Courtney Haas, Matt Target, Tyrone Mings, Ezri Konsa, Bjorn Engels, Trezeguet, and Douglas Luiz. Now, back to Tom Heaton. Why didn't Burnley keep him? Was he too expensive?
Well, last year of his contract, he'll go on a free at the end of next year, and he got offered a deal he's not going to get at Burnley. I mean, it was, you know, it was 33. I mean, our coach, Sean Dyche, was – and we've had similar things happen with other players. I mean, it's just a business decision for Heaton. He is a Burnley fan, or he's half of his family are Burnley fans. He's been loved. It's a good time to leave for him. I mean, we're all sad, but we've got a couple of other good goalies. So, no hard feelings towards Heaton leaving. Totally understand it. $8 million is better than nothing.
Yeah, something to definitely look
by at. The way, though, he was responsible for keeping us up last year, in my opinion. So,
wow.
You know, it is a loss, but Nick Pope is fit and he's back, and he's, you know, he's in the England pecking order as well. So
Burnley is definitely known to be producing good goalkeepers out of the club and potentially playing in the national team. Back to Burnley, they got Bailey Peacock-Farrell for £2.5 million. What are your thoughts about this player?
Haven't watched him, don't know much about him, but he's Northern Ireland goalie, and I think Dyche is good at finding good goalies. So I think he'll be. You know, a good fill-in when he needs to be. I'm generally happy with what we've done. I was hoping we'd do a little bit more, but the position to me we've needed to fill has been midfield for a couple of years. And great news yesterday, bringing Drinkwater in on loan. We all know what he did two, three years ago. But that's to me an exciting addition. Just, you know, if he's really, really good, Chelsea might want him back. That's the only problem with that. But
was that a rumor that you heard for a while, or was that a huge surprise to you?
No, about 3 days. I heard about it for about 2 or 3 days. I mean, like every fan, I'm looking every day in the summer trying to see what's going on. Burnley have been really slow, but, you know, we don't break the bank. We've got a very strict policy. We keep our feet on the ground and we don't blow money. You know, we're not in the market for a lot of these players just because of the wage demands. So that's a good pickup. And you mentioned J-Rod. I think he's about 29, 30 now. But he's a Burnley boy. He was great for us. He's started his career. He's been good everywhere he's been. He's had a couple of injuries. He's not necessarily a 20-goal a season striker, but he's going to get in the teens and he's going to create and cause a lot of trouble for defenders. And, you know, we've got three great strikers that all do the same kind of thing. You know, Wood, Barnes and him are going to be a handful this year. So hopefully we don't have that nightmare start we had last year and we can push on a little bit this season.
You also got Eric Peters from Stoke City. Any word about his level of performance?
Just that he's a steady Premier League player. I think he had gotten into some issues at Stoke, and he was left out of the team. I mean, I hear good things about him in terms of he could just slot in and be fine.
Also got Joel Senior, Ryan Cooney, Aiden Phillips.
Oh, they're more for development players. Yeah,
I've never heard of Curzon Ashton Club. I never heard of them.
Yeah, so. But some of them come through and some of them don't. But, you know, that's one thing that I know Deitch has been trying to build up at Burnley. And, yeah.
Always forget
we've got to have an eye for those kind of players. That's how Burnley's going to stay where they are. They've got to find players. They're not all going to fall in, you know. We're not going to be able to buy them all.
One thing as well, Peter Crouch wasn't Burnley, retired over the summer, so I always forget that he played in Burnley for a bit.
Just for a bit.
Let's go into Chelsea. Of course, Chelsea had a transfer. Was not able to transfer anyone. They had was penalized over some issues. They got Pulisic, very expensive player. Do you think he'll make an impact with Chelsea, or do you think he'll be, you know, in like the whole development? You know, getting to know the league a little bit.
I think getting to know the league a little bit. I think he's got great promise. To me, Chelsea is the most uncertain of all the teams this year. I mean, I think Man United are a bit uncertain too, where they're going to finish. I think Chelsea, you know, with losing Hazard and not having been able to bring anyone in, the Frank Lampard factor. But I will say, you know, I didn't expect Lampard to do such a good job at Derby last year. So anything could happen there, you know. They could finish top four. They could really gel. But I think it's a good kind of couple of years that they can build now, because I would expect the fans will go easy on Lampard. His career there speaks for itself. He's a younger manager. He's going to get some of the younger players more involved at Chelsea, which previous managers have not done. And I think the fans are disappointed about that. But now, I think, you know, if they come sixth or seventh and play good football this year, I would think the fans will be happy with that. Just for having their boy Frank running things. And but, you know, it is an unknown. It's a big step for him as well. So,
first English coach in a while.
So I do think Pulisic has got promise. I'm not sure I wouldn't expect him to. But then again, he could. You know, there's always somebody who breaks through, right, every year who surprises us. And it might be him. He's definitely got talent.
Can he, you know, replace that level that Eden Hazard played?
Not yet. No.
And you're right about Frank Lampard. I think he definitely has a grace year because he was not able to do anything during the transfer, so they can't blame him for not signing the right players. So yeah. He'll definitely have one season. I mean, he'll have at least two seasons. Well, a season and a half. You never know. They might get rid of him by next December. But I think he's definitely went up pretty quick.
Yeah, I mean, that'll be interesting if the expectation of the owner is different to the fans, which it usually is at Chelsea, let's face it. So he might not get the time that, you know, he needs. But you would think that this year they'll give him a little bit of a mulligan just because of the transfer window situation.
And to have a little bit of background, he led Derby County to the playoff final but lost. But he had a great – I mean, Derby, in your mind, is used to be not a good team, right? There used to be like a mid-table in like the championship, right?
Yeah, they've been pushed in the last few years, though. I mean, spending-wise, I think they've been in the top five or six for quite a while. But, you know, it's a tough league. And to go in your first year, you know, Lampard certainly got the name, but, you know, that doesn't guarantee anything. And I think he did really well. I enjoyed watching the playoff games they were in. They were good. They were strong, and he brought a lot of loanees in, I think a couple of them from Chelsea. So he's going to know some of these players. And it's going to be interesting to watch what happens there. I think them and Man U, like I said, are the two I just can't call this season.
If he does well, we could see a trend of more former English players coaching Premier League clubs now.
Possibly. I mean, You've also got, you know, Rooney trying to embark on his career.
Which I think he kind of
I don't see it changing
early.
Too much. But this is, you're right, this is the first English coach in the top four, top five for quite a few seasons.
I heard 22 years.
Really?
Yeah.
Well, Alex Ferguson was Scottish, right? So he doesn't count.
He does not count. Quite astonishing. Let's go to Everton. They signed Alex Iwobi. Everton did some spending this summer. How do you view him in the top five, top six?
Maybe knocking on the door. I mean, they're always expected to, and they kind of never do. I got some good friends who are Evertonians, and you know, they always have a bit of a mixed, you know, a sort of mixed view of how the year's going to go. High hopes, and then it doesn't get realized. But I got to think this will be a better year for them. I think some of their pickups are pretty good. This guy Keane, I think they're saying that's one of the buys of the summer. I like Iwobi on his day. He's electric at times, and again, he kind of drifts in and out of games.
Had a good tournament.
But, you know, they did all right last year. They're moving in the right direction. So I would think I'll go from around seventh, but they could, you know, they could be one of the teams to knock on the door of the top four.
They also signed Delph from Man City.
Good pickup. I forgot about that. That's a great – I think he's a really solid defender. He's not a spring chicken, but he's in good shape. That's a good pickup.
Andre Gomez from Barcelona. I know your son's a Barcelona fan. Do you know much about him?
He's just steady away if he can play in La Liga at that level. I mean, he's a good player. I don't know too much more than that. I have seen him. He's one of those kind of 7 or 8 bit part players at Barca, but they've all got the skill and the talent. Everton have brought these kind of player before, and it hasn't really produced, you know. But I mean, I like to. They brought in last year Richarlison, and I still think he's got a lot to offer. So Everton have got it together. It just all depends on bringing the parts together, how they do against the big teams. Can they get a bit of consistency going?
Of course, Phil Jajuka has left to Sheffield from Everton. So
gone to Sheffield United, I think, where he started.
Yeah, so I guess
he's still a good defender.
He's coming. His career is coming, going into a close as well. Leicester City did some spending, and I've been hearing some people predicting them to go high this year. They got James Justin for £6 million, Jose Perez, Yuri Tillmans. What's up with this Leicester City? I know they won 3 years ago, but what are their chances for this year?
Well, I don't think they'll be anywhere near the top, but they were a team that really improved last year, I think, especially when Rodgers went in there. But they've lost Maguire, who for me was probably their best player.
World class.
But they've still got, and they've got some young players coming through that Madison being one who I like. I think this kid from Luton that they've got brought in is going to be decent too. It just depends on the Maguire situation. You know, there was talk of them replacing him in this window with either Tarkowski of Burnley or Dunk of Brighton. That deal didn't get done in time, which I'm glad as a Burnley fan, but, I don't know if Leicester are going to improve. I just think the Maguire thing. And Vardy, who's still good, but he is another year old. You know, he's in his, what, 34, 35 now?
Correct, 34, 35 years old. And he bloomed later in life.
He certainly did, and there's no question. He's still a great player. But, I mean, you know, to go back to those levels, I'd probably tip them to finish just where they did last year. I think they'll be top half. For sure.
Of course. Mr. Danny Simpson has been released as well. One of the great players from Leicester. That team from back in 2016 where it was a interesting year.
You love that team.
One of my favorite teams. One of my favorite years. A lot of things happened that year besides sports, but we can't get into that right now. This is a sports show. Liverpool, champions of Europe, second runners-up last year.
I was thinking
year.
You were never going to get there.
Yeah.
Are we not going to talk about the big two?
We will.
Like that. I like that you didn't start there. That's good.
Yeah. So Liverpool didn't do much. Obviously, I guess they have enough.
Okay. If you cast your mind back to that Barca game when they won 4-0, I don't think I ever saw a team work as hard in a game. Ever.
Since the U.S. national team.
Well, that was I know what you're saying, but even more than that, I mean, they weren't just working hard. They were working hard and beating Barca 4-0. To keep that up for another year, it's hard for me to imagine. Because, you know, you think of like a team who has a great season, players go to a World Cup, and then the following season, a lot of those players struggle. I mean, look at all the players who've struggled since the last World Cup. But can Liverpool maintain that level? You know, they played into June. Without strengthening? Probably, because something Klopp is doing, I just think it's just incredible what he's done there. And I think they'll knock on the door again. I just don't quite think that they'll have enough to topple City, because I think City have improved quietly. City have, you said, who did you say were the big spenders?
Arsenal.
Arsenal and Villa have spent, but
Yeah.
City have still cash flowed
They did
more
make a lot of
negatively than
money.
even Man U. They spent more than Man U, and because Man U made 72 on Lukaku. City have spent big again, quietly. No one's even talking
Well,
about it.
Man City came in
So,
second with spending. Arsenal, Man City, Manchester United, Aston Villa, and Everton are the top five.
well, I got it a slightly different way around. But Villa, Arsenal, City in terms of cash flow, I've got Man U, Man City, Arsenal in terms of money spent. But I'm also taking off the money that they brought in for transfers as well. So that's to me going to be a factor. I just don't see City getting worse. I know they've let a couple of people go. Sane injury is a big deal, though. He didn't start a lot of games last year. He came in and did a job, but he wasn't Guardiola's first choice anyway, which is amazing to me. I think he's an amazing player, which is why I just think it'll be the same as last year. I think it'll be close. I think Liverpool will push him. But here's my only worry for Liverpool is injuries. We talk about it every year. It's a massive factor. I think actually it kept City down for a while when they had De Bruyne out, and that's going to be a potential factor. You don't want it to be a factor, but you got to, and have Liverpool bought enough depth to cover. But I fully expect them to start like a juggernaut, and I wouldn't be surprised if both these teams get 90 points again.
Really, back to
Do you like
back.
that prediction?
That's a good prediction. Alberto Moreno left. Daniel Sturridge left. Also Danny Ings went to Southampton. None of
But
these
he's not
players
featured for a while.
were very, they were not reliable. Like, they're not players that, oh, you won't feel a pinch if they left. But of course, you're right. This, everyone's saying, well, Man City will probably be brought down. But let's go into Man
A lot of
City.
people are tipping Liverpool. You're right about that.
Yeah. Rodri from Atletico Madrid is going to Man City. One of the biggest signings that Man City has gotten. They got also João Cancelo, Angelino from PS Eindhoven, and a Scott Carson from Derby going to Man City. You spoke to him a little bit about them. You still think they're number one?
Yeah, I do. I just don't see a weakness, and I don't think the rest of football has caught up with them. I mean, Liverpool nearly have. Liverpool's pressing game might be even better than City's, but in possession, there's just nobody like them. They've had a little bit of issue in defense for me. They could be stronger there, but I know with Kompany going, Kompany for me was starting to be a liability anyway. But Guardiola picked him. They've still got millions and millions of talent in defense that can come in. So again, I think they can handle injuries a little bit better than Liverpool
I do agree
with their
with that. Yeah,
squad.
they have more depth. And they got Carlos Bravo still. Does not matter. Let's go to Newcastle United. Steve Bruce, new manager for Newcastle. Of course, Rafael Benitez went to China, cashed out there. How far can Steve Bruce take Newcastle this year?
Keep him up. That's his only brief, I think.
And they
I
also got
thought
a.
they must.
Yeah.
Go ahead.
They also got a good deal with Andy Carroll. They signed him yesterday.
Yeah, but he's been so injury prone for the last few years. I mean, I know they're raving about that. The Geordie boy going home. He was great when he was there as a kid. I liked him. I still think he's a great big number nine. But oh, he's gonna be number seven though, isn't he? I just think he's too injury prone. I don't see him making that big an impression. I mean, I can't remember the last season he played even. It feels like half the games. So, but I think they'll be all right, Newcastle. I know some people are tipping them to really struggle. Who were their other pickups?
They got Jetro Williams from Eintracht Frankfurt. They got Alan Saint-Maximin from Nice. Joelinton from Hoffenheim. Kyle Scott, unattached. Jake Turner from Bolton Wanderers. Emil Kraft from the Amiens. Andy Carroll, of course. And Jacob Murphy from Sheffield United. Sheffield Wednesday.
We spent 50 million, so yeah, they were moving in the right direction towards the end. I know they drew a lot of games. They were well above. They were never, to me, in danger of going down from about November. And I also like the young guy that United were looking at, Longstaff. You know, they've managed to keep him. So I think they'll be okay. I think they'll be maybe flirting with relegation like a lot of teams are, but I think they'll be okay.
And Steve Bruce, give us a little background about him.
Well, he's been consistent, hasn't he? I mean, he didn't. It kind of went wrong for him a little bit at Villa, but he got him to the playoffs, and then they started not badly, and there was a lot of pressure to get him out, and he got sacked. He's been at Birmingham. He's been at Sunderland, which is like the enemy for them. But he's kept a lot of teams up. I'm trying to think if he's ever been relegated. That's a good trivia question. I'm not sure. I feel like he hasn't. I feel like he's been a safe pair of hands and he's kept teams up. I'm not sure that his football is always champagne swashbuckling football, but I think he gets the job done and I think he's got a lot of experience. Hull was the big one. He got them promoted. That was impressive. I think they were champions as well. So he did a good job at Hull and he got let go at the beginning of the season and they went down. So I think Bruce has been a good coach. He might not be their big choice. I know they love Benitez. Good, great manager. But I think Bruce is a safe pair of hands this year.
Big Sam turned that job down too.
Yeah, well, he wasn't liked when he was there anyway, so I'm not surprised he turned it down.
Something to look at. Let's go at Tottenham Hotspur. They were making some noise these past couple of days. Didn't get much. Only got Lo Celso. They were not able to get Dybala or Coutinho, which he was also rumored. This club has not done many signings. They did a little bit more this year than last year, but not much. How do you expect them to finish?
Third. I just see them as a third best team, you know. I really like Tottenham. I like the way they play. I like their coach. I think they may be, you know, incrementally better than last year, you know. The consistency is they just lose games they shouldn't lose at silly times. But overall, I mean, I know Pochettino's a little upset about the whole transfer thing and not having a say. I feel like this is his last year. I could be wrong. I just think at the end of this year, he'll be moving on to somewhere else.
Kieran Trippier
But
went to Atletico Madrid. Kind of
that
surprising.
was to, that was a strange signing to me. I was really, you know, when you think what a good World Cup he had. But you know, he was one of those players who suffered after the World Cup. I think he was tired. He wasn't quite the same player. But that'll be a good move for his career to see how he does that. It's gonna be interesting.
Not many British players play overseas or in the continental Europe.
A lot of young ones are getting bought by overseas teams.
Yeah, there's one from Dortmund that's playing.
Sancho.
Sancho, very good, very
But there's been
talented.
a few other ones who've been transferred even this summer.
West Ham, Wilfried Zaha wants to leave. Do you think he'll stick around or do you think he might go to Chelsea?
Crystal Palace.
Crystal Palace, correct. Sorry.
No, I don't think Zaha got the transfer he wanted. I think he's one of those players who, when he's upset, it actually makes him play better. So I expect him to have a good season, and that's going to help Palace. I think if they'd lost him and Bissaka, it would have been a tough season. Though they've brought some good they've done quite well in the market. They haven't spent much, but they've brought in some cheap and even some free transfers, I think. But that's big for them, keeping him. If he has a really, really good first half of the season, maybe he'll be talked about in the next window. I'm sure he will. But at some point, I think he's going to leave Palace. But Palace have got to be really happy they've got him for a little longer.
We'll see how he performs. And your buddy Danny Welbeck is going to Watford. That's not a bad pickup.
He's been quiet the last few years. I think Watford are an impressive club. I think the coach gets on with it, and they were good last season. And I wouldn't be surprised if that's actually a good move for him. This is his big chance, though. I mean, otherwise, I think maybe his Premier days are behind him.
MLS.
There you go. Sign him on Miami.
Miami FC. They're signing a lot of Argentinian players, a lot of young ones. I don't know, sure, what are like their scouting looking like, but we'll
Who's that,
see.
Watford?
No, Miami FC.
Oh, they are.
So
Yeah.
you were talking
Don't
about.
ask me about MLS.
Oh well, I was about to. Okay, so let me scratch that out. Obviously, you talked about. Well, we talked about like the teams that spend the most. Which one got the best of their money?
Good question. I'm going to surprise you and go for someone we haven't talked about, Southampton or Brighton. I like Brighton. They've picked up that Mopay guy from Brentford. They've spent 66 million, Brighton.
They got
And
Musa
Southampton have spent
Dejinepo.
49, but they brought in Ings. If we can keep him fit, But they also brought in Che Adams from Birmingham, who is talented, scored 20, 23 goals last year. They could be, they, I think quietly, and I think Wolves, they've spent 90 million, at least 90 million. And, we don't know who a lot of these players are. We don't follow the Portuguese league, but their coach knows that league. And everyone he seems to bring into the English game does really well. So I think those are three teams that have done well. I mean, I still think Brighton could struggle a little bit, but I think Southampton will be fine with their new coach from last year who, kept him up. So to me, those teams, and I think Palace did some good business for only spending 5 or 6 million.
Something to definitely look at, of course. The Premier League starts in a few minutes. Obviously, we're doing this live, and if we're listening to the podcast, it's probably been finished or it's on play. Ready for the Premier League predictions? Your top four, bottom three.
Okay, top four. Here you go. Man City number one, Liverpool two, Tottenham three. I'm going to stick my neck out. I don't think this, but I'm going to put Man U 4.
Wow, that's pretty gutsy.
It's gutsy. It's probably going to be Arsenal, but I'm just going to put Man U to be different from you.
And that will guarantee Ole Solskjaer his job. Well, obviously, we both agreed that it's probably long term. Doesn't matter what happens this year, but I think that will definitely ink it a little bit more.
Yep, statue outside Old Trafford if he gets fourth.
Can he pull it? I mean, could he beat the future Sir Alex?
No.
That's hard to attain. I know. That's hard to ask for. A lot to
No
ask
one
for.
ever will.
No one. No one.
Unless Guardiola stays a lot longer than people think he will.
My top four is Liverpool, Tottenham, Man City, and Man United. I do have Man United as fourth. Though, I did have second
What
thoughts
position
about
have you got
Arsenal.
City?
I got City and at third. I think Man City will be squeezed out a little bit.
I'm just making a note so you can't, All right.
Obviously, Arsenal was kind of tough for me for like the fourth position. I think they could make it. But Man United, I don't know. Maybe. I don't know. It's kind of hard to
Right, you
say.
want my bottom three?
Bottom three, what is it?
Brighton. Norwich.
Mm-hmm.
Sheffield United.
Sheffield United. I got Sheffield United as well. Bournemouth and Brighton. But the same. No, one difference.
I think Bournemouth and Brighton will be fighting out for that. Yeah. I think Norwich could surprise us. I mean, this is tough to predict, let's be fair. But I think Sheffield United will still have it tough because that team always does. I don't want them to go down. I really like them as a club. But
They have good fan base. I love their fan base.
yeah, they're good
Very,
fans.
very dedicated, very loyal. Who will be the top scorer for the Premier League of 2019-20?
One other question. When was the last Yorkshire team to be in the Premier League?
Was it 1985?
No.
I don't know.
I don't know either. Sheffield United? Yeah, probably Sheffield United last time. Sorry, what was your question?
Sheffield United was the original United, by the way.
Oh, they were?
Yes. Who will be the top scorer for this season?
Okay, I'm gonna not go Harry Kane because everyone else is going Harry Kane. I'm gonna go Aubameyang.
Wow. The other guy this week, Jamie Fernandez, picked him too. So, and I
Did you
picked.
hear the Aubameyang to Man United rumor?
Never heard of that rumor ever in my
No, my
life.
son did. I think he made it up. I think he started it.
I pick El Kun Agüero.
I thought about him too.
He
He would
had,
have been my second choice.
yeah, he had a great performance at the Copa America, of course, but they lost. But yeah, that is the
But
prim.
VAR is here and it's going to hurt Aguero.
By the way, I mean, obviously, VAR will not be at the full extent in the Premier League. It will be, there's certain things that will not let VAR judge. What are your thoughts about VAR?
Well, I was a person who liked it before. I'm disappointed with a couple of things. I don't like the fact, to me, it's just picked up this whole handball offense, which, we never even seen before. I don't like that. And I think on even on offside decisions, I think, a foot being like that far in front of, and it's getting given, I wanted it to stamp out cheating, diving,
yeah, I think those are the main ones.
Solve that kind of stuff, and hopefully get more yellow and red cards for people doing it. And that's not what's come out of it. So I'm disappointed with the results. But I think we all love goal line technology. I think the things that really make clear and definite decisions are good for the game. But I think some of it's just. I'm not too bothered about the delay. But when you see how it's worked in American sports, which, you know, I don't watch as much as you, but I watch some, I just think it's massively improved it. And I just think they need to get their heads together and look at – I just think most of these handballs that they're picking up should not be given. And I think on offside decisions, there should be a little bit more liberty.
Yeah.
It should be very clear that a person is in front of the defender when they pick it up.
They will be – they will not be judging like the penalty if the goalkeeper moves away from his line. They will not be judging that.
But I thought they'd already allowed that anyway. See, it's going to take me a few weeks to get into. There's a couple of rule changes I still don't really understand. So
anyways,
we'll figure it out.
Ready for match predictions before the Liverpool match?
Okay. Well, Liverpool will start there. Liverpool, I'll go 3-0.
West Ham versus Man City.
0-2.
Tottenham versus Aston Villa.
2-1.
Newcastle, Arsenal.
I'm just writing these down so you don't misquote me next week. Newcastle, Arsenal, 1-2.
And Man United versus Chelsea.
1-1.
And random question of the day, what is your favorite space movie?
Apollo 13.
That's a good one. Everyone's picking Star Wars.
Maybe first Star Wars. It's a tie.
And one last one. What is your favorite Tom Hanks character?
Apollo 13. Actually, no.
Forrest Gump, right? Everyone picks him.
No. Probably in Private Ryan, in the Private Ryan movie.
What was he called?
I think that's his best movie. I don't know.
His best movie was Castaway. Sorry.
No.
Or You've Got Mail.
Stop.
Anyways, Andrew, how can people reach you online to debate you of what you said about Man City?
Well, they can email you.
They can email me because he doesn't.
Give the information again, and that's how they can contact the show. This is obviously our second show, first show in 2 years, and obviously we want to step it up a little bit this year. The main thing is have fun. But we're a little rusty because of the summer. I've been watching too much cricket and baseball. But, yeah, we just want to, you know, maybe we can get some callers on the show and things like that. Have some fun with it.
Yeah, have a call in. Absolutely.
Yeah.
And like absolutely. I said, yeah, and you guys can reach us at the Sportscast1 on Twitter if you want to have any concerns of what Andrew said about Man City and maybe another club like Sheffield. And, of course, you can reach us at thesportscast.net with all the podcasts and episodes. But you know something, Andrew? It's going to be a good season. I got a feeling it might be kind of identical to last year, but hopefully maybe Tottenham might change things a little bit.
Well, you know, it's easy to think that, but I feel like last season a lot of things kind of got entrenched. The top two, the top seven, the top eight, and then who was in the relegation mix seemed to be like 10 teams. So
yeah,
it feels like it'll be the same, but – there's always surprises, so we'll be talking about that.
A lot more spending, a lot of good, amazing athletes. We will not see Dybala this year. We will not see Neymar. Neymar might be going to Real Madrid, maybe, but we'll see what happens. The European transfer window is still ongoing, and hopefully we'll see something new, but obviously the top four is very predictable, but who knows? This could be Liverpool's year. Anyways, we're signing off. Andrew, I appreciate you coming on to the Sportscast.
Great to be with you. Take care.